they do. Your tin soldiers, your clowns too. They're all laughing at you. I'm laughing at you too. Like basketball, 5,000, that was all. The games you really knew, yeah. Why couldn't I beat you? In the middle of the room, got no time to count my sheep today.
Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the show, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Armini's. That's right, Armini's in Chesterfield Valley. Also in Chesterfield, Missouri, we're sticking with Chesterfield. The Naked Vine at 1624 Clarkton Road, a wine and cheese bar. It's luxurious food, unbelievable wine and cheese. And on the weekend, some of the best blues and rock and roll music in the city of St. Louis. That's the Naked Vine and Armini's. We're going to be joined by Joe Fresta. Talk some more hockey with him. See what's going on. I know Charlie Tuna Show talking hockey. I'll be damned. I'm looking like a vanilla wafer now.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We got Ryan Reeves.
Like, let me tell you that. Ryan, he's doing better.
Well, I'm telling you.
Damn.
He is a force to be reckoned with.
What line is he on, the third or fourth?
Third line. He's been up. He's moving up a little bit.
All right. Without ado, let's go to my hockey talk with the one and only from the Pasta House Corporation, Joe Freston. What's up, Joe?
Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing so good, I can't stand myself.
That's every day with you, isn't it?
Okay, sometimes I jump back and want to kiss myself. I'm just in
Lord,
a great
have
mood.
Mercy.
Well, I know your music's good, so you got that going for yourself.
Yeah, I got that going. We got it all going. How about Jake Allen winning number 30, his 30th game?
Yeah, he's really coming on, isn't he? Just tremendous, has become the backbone of that team, and they're playing like it. I mean, they're comfortable playing in front of him, and I think we talked about it last week. Everybody's doing their job, working hard. You see that effort, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're beating the good teams and they're beating the bad teams. And sometimes, when you look at a team, and they don't put away and have that killer instinct against the lesser teams like the Coyotes, who aren't going to be a playoff team this year, that's a really good sign that they know they have enough self-awareness and what's at stake, that they're going to come out there no matter who they play, and they're going to take care of business. So it's really, really been it's a positive thing to see right now.
Joe, we had Andy Strickland a little while ago, and we were talking about the psyche of a goaltender. And, not goaltenders are head cases or anything, but they do have a certain way of thinking, the way they go about the game. And it seems as though the Jake Allen's game right now, he is focused, he is locked in. His mentoring from Martin Brodeur has been outstanding. He looks like he is just focused and ready for a good playoff run.
Yeah, I think Marty's been a big part of it. I think he kind of, I don't know what he says to him, but he probably doesn't say a whole lot to him. These goalies are, they're in the NHL. They should know what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to prepare for a game. And, maybe the goalie coach, Corsi before him was a little too much. Maybe it was a little too much in his head, having him think about too many things. And, that can kind of, you talk about psyche, that can certainly do it. They can kind of mess him up a little bit, but I'm sure coming from a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer like Marty Brodeur, he just says a few words to the kid and says, hey, we have confidence in you. I got confidence in you. And away he goes. And he's just taking it from there. And he's been tremendous. He really has.
Another thing, Joe, I've noticed about the Blues, when they got behind early, when Hitch was the coach, they never recovered. But when they get behind with Yoad coach, they can score late. And that's something different with this Blues team.
Yeah, I mean, you really see what I notice with them post-Hitchcock is that effort, that tenacity that they're bringing to the game. They don't give up on pucks, and every puck is their puck. whether the other team has it or not. They take care of the puck, they protect it, and if it's not in their possession, they go and get it and put it in their possession. So that's the difference you see with the Yo team versus the Hitchcock team, no question. I mean, these guys they're really playing hard for each other. And so when you do that, you create your own opportunities. I think we talked about Jaden Schwartz last week. He's really come on. He scored a couple goals now. We were talking about how are we going to judge his play since he hasn't been scoring any goals. Well, when you work hard like he has, and you do all the other little things you need to do, hey, guess what? All of a sudden, a puck ends up on your stick and it's in the back of the net. You don't even think about it. And so then they just start coming for you, and that's what's happened for him. So yeah, they're working really hard out there. They're not giving up on pucks. They're battling in the corner, and you can't say enough good things about the hockey club right now.
Yeah, on the offensive side of things, last week when Jaden Schwartz, he had seemed to be in such a little bit of a slump, and he got that one. It wasn't really a fluke goal, but he got kind of a gimme, and you could see the relief on his face as he on the replay. And then now he seems to be he's another one that's focused in. He scored a couple. He got one last night. He seems to be on the uprise. The whole team seems to be scoring, and that's the big problem they've had in the past. They haven't been able to score. Of course, last night, Phoenix, four goals against Phoenix. They're not the best team, but they score some goals.
When are you going to get finished with this question?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, Joe.
But they seem to be an offensive a little bit better offensively than they have been in the past.
Like the preamble
this year,
yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
They're like earlier. I touched on it a little bit. They're no matter who they play, they're going out there and they're winning hockey games. They're not taking anyone lightly. They know they have to get points. It's one game at a time, one period at a time, one shift at a time, and so, it's just. They've got a mindset right now that's just, where they're really locked in and in tune to what they need to do, both as a team and on an individual basis. Each player has a role, and they're all, performing that role very well.
Joe, you mentioned this earlier. The fans, I noticed the fans have been complaining, fellas, you too, Tom. Well, the Blues are not doing anything. They're beating those old bad teams. Well, when the Pittsburgh Steelers won four Super Bowls or any good team, you've got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, Joe, and that's what they're doing.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And there were Blues teams in years past that didn't do that. Right. They'd go out and beat, a Stanley Cup champion, and then the next night they'd go play a team that wasn't even going to make the playoffs, and they'd lose to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just didn't make any sense. So. But not this Blues team, not this edition. They're beating everyone because they're focused, they're locked in, they're working hard. I keep bringing up this word using the tenacity, but that's what I see when I watch the Blues play, is a lot of tenacity, a lot of hunger for the puck, doing their job, and they're winning hockey games because of it.
And down the stretch, this schedule has really been advantageous to them, playing some of these lesser teams.
Right. Yeah. They there's a lot of talk about that the schedule down the stretch was going to be, in very favorable to them. And they've taken advantage of it, and they're beating up points. And I think they're a point out of third place right now, I believe. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is. But, they're climbing in the stands, and, it looks to be like they're going to be okay.
Sunday afternoon is going to be a big game, probably the biggest game of the season for them before the playoffs as they play Nashville, right? I think it is.
Yeah, they're right there. That's going to be another four-point game they had against the Kings not too long ago. And they win that game, that's going to be a good leap for them. That'll be big points. So you're right. That'll probably be, that Kings game was probably the biggest game of the year. This one will probably be bigger.
Joe, I have a question for you before we let you go. It's not concerning about hockey. It's about the soccer. You're pretty much up to date on this MLS. You think this issue will pass?
I don't know. I mean, I was – I was around, in, as you were, Charlie, in 1995 when the Rams were brought here, and there seems to be just a lot of it seems to be a lot more emotion, just like there was when we brought the Rams here, like there is now to bring a soccer team here. And you know, I don't know. It's a toss up. I'm not sure where the tax money is coming from. I've heard different things. I don't know if it's a sales tax or is it income tax. I'm not sure what it is.
It's not coming out of personal tax.
What is it?
It's not coming out of the person's personal tax.
It's sales tax.
Sales
correct?
Tax, right?
Okay. Well, I look at our city and I see downtown and what's going on down there with our, you know, with our crime and police and all that kind of thing. And you know, they didn't seem to have the money then, but now that all of a sudden they've got the money for a soccer stadium. So, you know, it's to me, I look at it and, you know, I think it'd be great for the city, but I just think there's a lot of things that we need to address, you know, as a community, you know, before we start talking about soccer teams and stadiums and all that kind of thing. So, that's just my personal opinion.
Do you think soccer, I know for a while it's going to be a packed house, but what happens if the team comes there and it's no good? What's going to happen then?
Yeah, that's right. What if they don't win? Mm-hmm. You know, what if they, you know, look what happened to the Rams. They stopped winning. They were no longer the greatest show on turf, and, you know, people weren't going to games anymore. So, you know, that remains to be seen. You know, we have a large international presence in St. Louis. We've got a lot of Bosnians, got a lot of Italians, got a lot of Irishmen. We've got a lot of, you know, Spanish community. So, you know, soccer is an international sport, and we have a tremendous amount of international flavor in St. Louis. And I think it'll draw from that for sure.
Robert Kraft's owner of the Patriots' son, Jonathan Kraft, who's the president, has said he supports soccer in St. Louis. He came out at the owners' meeting yesterday and said he supports soccer. Mm. So I don't think enough of the communities, Joe and Tom, know what's going on with the vote. A lot of people don't know all the what's happening with the vote and where the tax money is coming from.
And let's be honest here, fellas. The people that are going to come to these games aren't city-dwelling folks. It's the county folks. It's the folks from the east side that are going to be coming into
the
city.
But the city is voting.
But the city is voting on this. Yeah. So
right.
It's
all on the city's shoulders. Right. It's all on the city residents. Right. And it's a regional endeavor. No, don't kid yourself.
That's right.
You know, this is, I don't know how many seats the stadium's going to have, but
I think it's like 25,000.
Yeah, they're certainly going to want to market the entire region, not just the city of St. Louis for the soccer club, no question.
Joe, always, thanks very much for coming on. You'll be with us now each and every Monday at about 9:35, okay?
Call me if you need me.
We need you every Monday at 9:35.
All right, boys, you guys have a good evening.